Goykovsky was only released from prison in December. He used to be one of Russia's richest men and one of its most hated. But since supporting opposition parties and spending 10 years in labor camps, he's now viewed as a possible future rival to the president. I spoke to him in his newly adopted city of Zurich. He wouldn't tell me about his future plans, only that he'd tell the Russian people directly in September. But he has a book out called My Fellow Prisoners and is campaigning about Ukraine, which he describes as a personal task. He said that Lithuania, Latvia, Estonia, or the Balkans could be the next targets of President Putin if he doesn't meet proper resistance in Ukraine. So I asked him what he meant by that and what he thought President Putin's ambitions were.
I'm convinced that at this moment, Putin has no plans regarding the Baltic nations. Even more so, I do not even think he has plans to invade eastern Ukraine. The problem is of a different nature. His actions in the Crimea and the propaganda that is being waged in Russia have awakened forces within the country that are so powerful that events have now acquired a logic and inertia of their own, and they no longer depend on his will.
Okay, but you say if he doesn't meet proper resistance, so I'm wondering what form that proper resistance should be.
In this case, I'm fully convinced that nobody apart from Ukrainians themselves can resolve their destiny. It is their decision whether they want to live a normal life or they want to continue to live in this non-stop conflict, or some of them want to try to secede from Ukraine. Their decision will determine what in fact is going to happen tomorrow.
Those who are supporting Russia and talking about independence are fearful. They look at their new government in Kiev, and a lot of it they don't like what they see, and they fear what's going to happen. I wonder what you think is going to happen. I mean, are we inevitably heading towards civil war?
It is quite obvious that we have already entered the stage of slow-burn civil war. How far it will go, the way it's going to evolve, depends to an extent on the position of Russia.
So what should the West be doing to influence President Putin?
I want to repeat again that most important in this case is the position of Ukraine itself. If Ukrainians manage to resist the plans of separatists, we can be certain that Russia will not get involved in the Ukrainian domestic conflict. At the same time, the West certainly exerts a certain moral influence on the situation in Russia. But we should not overestimate the level, the scope of this influence. In reality, the Western help to Ukraine should be the help to Ukraine itself. If the situation in Ukraine starts to improve psychologically or economically, Ukraine would become much more consolidated and the civil war would start to fade. Unfortunately, to my great regret, what we call the Marshall Plan for Ukraine has never been accepted. Even more so, it's not even on the agenda. And this, I believe, would be much simpler.
Why?
Russia and Ukraine are connected through countless family ties and relations. And if the situation in Ukraine, after the anti-corruption democratic revolution begins to improve, the probability of democratization in Russia will increase as well, and increase greatly, and the other way around. If the situation in Ukraine after democratic revolution gets worse, it will be a really potent argument for strengthening authoritarian rule in Russia.
You've even talked about it potentially meaning war in Europe. Did you really mean that war across Europe and Russia with its expansionist plans?
As I already said, Putin, by what he did in Crimea, stirred up nationalistic forces within Russia. The propaganda intensified these feelings. Then a conflict within Ukraine erupted. If the events in Ukraine deteriorate, nationalist forces in Russia will be getting even stronger and stronger. These nationalistic forces require new victims. Let me give you an example. While in Crimea, Putin said that he was forced to annex the territory because the rights of the Russian population there were infringed and people were discriminated against. Now he's being told that Russians are being discriminated against in Donbass. You must invade Donbass. Let's imagine this happens. Tomorrow, separatists in Kherson, Odessa, even in Riga will say, come on, we also need your help. And the awakened nationalists in Russia, on the other side, keep nudging Putin. The genie that he let out of the bottle does not want to go back.
So this has been driven by the Russian people, from what you're saying?
In other words, he awakened within the Russian people the forces that today are pushing him. Yes, sure, there are some unpleasant dormant instincts within every nation. You just better not awaken them.
What we're seeing as a result of what's happening in Ukraine is a cutting of the economic ties, the cultural ties between the West and Russia, just in a minor way at the moment. But if it continues, they could be cut much further. And I wonder what you think that will mean for the development of Russia and the kind of things that you're talking about wanting to see there.
There are two kinds of forces active in Russia at present. Some people, and in my opinion, these are normal people, understand that we live in a global world and that Russia won't survive on its own outside this global world. The others think that Russia will live better, separated from the West, with an iron wall. They cherish the concept of a besieged fortress. The further away the West is removed from Russia, they believe, the better it is for Russia. And for these people, the current breakup of relations between Russia and the West is precisely what they are trying to achieve. So my vision of the problem is that tangible help to Ukraine is much more important than sanctions against Russia. Then people in Russia will see that a country integrated into the global world gets advantages, and the country not integrated into the global world gets problems.
Which category does President Putin fall into?
I'm really fearful that the logic of Putin's steps takes him into the latter group. He may not want it, and not because he is so fond of the West, but because he understands that having joined that group, he will become dependent, fully dependent on them. He's trying to balance, but with time he's getting less and less confident with that.
Mikhail Khodorkovsky talking to me a few days ago.
Time 20 to 8. Stars of the op